Here is everything you need to know about the new pound coin. Why is it being introduced? There have been concerns about the old round pound's vulnerability to sophisticated counterfeiters. Around 1 in every 30 round pounds is a dud. For this reason, the new £1 coin boasts new security features. But what security features does the new £1 coin have? The features include its 12-sided shape, its bimetallic structure with a gold-coloured outer ring and a silver-coloured inner ring, and an image that changes from a pound symbol to the number 1 when it's seen from different angles. It also has micro-lettering and milled edges. But what other features does it have? The coin's design reflects England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland, with a rose, a thistle, a leek and a shamrock. The fifth coin portrait of the Queen, designed by the Royal Mint coin designer Jodie Clark, is featured. The coin is thinner and lighter than the old coin, but its diameter is slightly larger. But how do I get the new coins? As the 1.5 billion coins come into circulation in the coming months, they will start to be used in preference to the old versions. So, as you spend or withdraw money, you will get the new coins instead of the old ones. What is happening to the old coin? There is a period of just over 6 months when the old round pound will still be accepted as legal tender, alongside the new pound coin. People are being encouraged to return their coins before the 15th of October. They can bank them or spend them. Some of the new £1 coins will be made from melted down round pounds. Will the new coins work in things like self-service and vending machines? Preparations have been underway for a number of years to get ready for the new pound coins, so there shouldn't be too many problems. However, not every machine will have been adapted ready for the first day of the new coins, and some machines may be able to accept either the old coins or the new coins, but not both, which could cause some issues. Looking back at the coins, we have one penny. This was first introduced in 1971, the year British currency was decimalised. It was originally minted from bronze, but since 1992 it has been made from copper-plated steel. We have the twopence. There have been 4 different portraits of the Queen on the twopence coin since it was introduced in 1971. We have the fivepence, which was first minted in 1968 to replace the shilling as the country prepared for decimalisation and was made from cupronickel until 2010. The tenpence, introduced in 1968, it now features a portrait of the Queen and a segment of the Royal Shield. We have the 20p, the equilateral curved heptagon coin, first became legal tender in 1982. The 50p, first minted in 1969, it has always been made from cupronickel. The £1 coin replaced the £1 note back in 1984. And the £2 coin, introduced in 1998 after a review of the UK's coinage, decided that a general circulation £2 coin was needed.